Morning. Morning.
Morning. Maybe we could start with a word of prayer. Lord, as we come to you this morning, thank you for another beautiful day that you've given to us to be gathered together this way. Pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts, help us to be willing to receive what you have for us today, and pray that you could speak through me the words that you would have shared. Pray that you would just be with us. Guide and direct us, pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we can turn to James chapter 4. Want to talk a little bit about drawing close to God. James chapter 4. Four, starting in verse 4, says, "Ye adulteresses, adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hearts, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, and ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Verse 8, focus on that phrase, draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you. It's kind of interesting. I'm pretty sure we've probably all have heard the saying, probably most of us have used it too, if you're living life on the edge, you're taking up too much room. And not quite sure what to think every time I hear that phrase used. I know where people are using it, but I feel as if many Christians in society today and young people are using that line in their Christian life. They're trying to see just how far they can get close to the world and still call themselves a Christian. It's like they have one foot stuck as far over the line as they possibly can while still becoming a Christian. We can see here in verse 4, it says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? And whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." There's no halfway. We're either all in or we're all out. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." We often see how much we can get away with. But as Christians, that's not a right attitude to be having. Instead, we should be asking ourselves, how does this honor God? We should be seeing how close we can get to Him. Hebrews 11, chapter 6, I have several different verses here we'll be looking at. Verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." To start us off, our number one priority is we have got to have a relationship with God first in order to have him number one. So that needs to be your number one priority right off the bat. Because if we don't have that straight, no matter how much we try, nothing's going to work out for us trying to draw close to God. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has a wonderful plan for each one of us, but if we don't have a personal relationship with Him, we can never fully experience His plan for our life. If we're living life with one foot on either side of the fence, so to say, we won't have the peace that God promises, the thoughts of peace, to give us an expected end. We're never really going to experience any of that. 2 Chronicles I'll get there eventually. 2 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek his face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." Another one here. In order to get right with God, we got to be humble. That's a big step right there. Pride in our lives is often something that's extremely hard to deal with at times. But when we humble ourselves, acknowledge Him, seek His face, He will hear us, forgive us of our sins. Acts 17. Verse 27 reads, "If they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us." When we do seek Him, the Lord promises that He's not far from us. When we He's there for us. As it says in James chapter 4, when we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. It's an encouraging verse right there, because it's not just a one-way street. When we're humble and we're willing to put in the work, He'll also put in the work to draw close to us and to give us peace and understanding. It was kind of interesting, as I was looking for this, everywhere I was looking, everywhere I looked, they just wanted to give me a list of things to do and not of ways to actually draw close. But a lot of them were really good. A couple of them were prayer and studying His Word. I think that's a really important, because that's really a great way to get in tune with Him and understand His will for us. I'd like to close with Matthew chapter 6. Verses 33 to 34. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." May we purpose to draw close to God, seeking His kingdom first, trusting in Him, even when it seems like there's no way possible, putting one foot in front of the other. As we're close to Him, He'll give us the grace for each day as we need in our lives. Thank you.